Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Now on KPIX 5, Elon Musk's deal to buy Twitter may go through as planned after a lot of back and forth. Good afternoon. I'm Elizabeth Cook.
And I'm Brian Yamamoto. We begin today with the will they or won't they story that's dominated the tech world this year. Trading of Twitter shares halted over a report that Elon Musk plans to buy Twitter at its original offer of $54.20 per share. Shares jumped nearly 13% this morning after Bloomberg News first reported that agreement. Earlier this year, Musk pulled out of that $44 billion agreement to buy the San Francisco-based social media site. Twitter then sued to force him to follow through. That trial set the start in 2 weeks, and the stock markets did rally for a second day. Take a look at this, up 776 points. Analysts say it's because companies are pulling back on hiring, and that could finally cool inflation.
New details on efforts to tackle gun violence. State Attorney General Rob Bonta says he is committed to doing more, especially after recent incidents in Oakland. Today, he spoke about his new Office of Gun Violence Prevention. He said staff is working to facilitate enforcement of California's bans on assault weapons and various other guns. They're also trying to get the word out about red flag laws that streamlined access to restraining orders. But he said there is still a lot more to do.
It is not enough to pass the strongest gun safety laws in the nation, including a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, when birthday parties turn into war zones. This doesn't mean our efforts are futile, anything but. They are life-saving, they are nation-leading, they work, they save lives. But it does mean we all need to do more.
Bonta spoke to prosecutors and advocates for gun violence victims at a statewide conference today in Oakland.
Taking a live look at the Bay Area's three largest cities, a new poll finds a majority of residents feeling gloomy about the economy and the region's quality of life, and about half say they're getting more worried about crime. The Silicon Valley poll surveyed more than 1,700 people in five Bay Area counties. 64% say the Bay Area is on the wrong track. 49% say crime is an extremely serious problem. That's up 12 points from last year.
I think the results just really show that even though on a statewide or a national level, though, you know, maybe we're doing okay economically, people haven't seen that trickle down to affect their lives yet. They're still really concerned with what's going on immediately in front of them.
Meanwhile, Oakland has now seen 100 homicides this year alone. It comes on the heels of a violent few weeks in the city. Two of those killed in Oakland, a pair of teenage brothers from Berkeley, shot dead at a birthday party. 17-year-old Jay-Z and 15-year-old Angel Sotelo Garcia were students at Berkeley High School. We're learning more about the sudden burst of violence that took their lives. Here's Andrea Nakano.
There's a lot of pain in my mom, my family.
An emotional night as family, classmates, and parents packed Longfellow Middle School for a vigil. A heartbroken community leaning on each other as they are overwhelmed with grief.
It's really surprising, and it hurts a lot more knowing that you don't get to see them anymore.
Mothers were holding their children a little tighter as they tried to hold back their tears.
I'm upset but not surprised because of all the gun violence that's been going around lately.
It was standing room only as they mourned the loss of 15-year-old Angel Sotelo Garcia and his 17-year-old brother, Jay-Z. They were gunned down at an Oakland home on Saturday night. A parent had rented the house on Airbnb for a birthday party.
When I was a kid growing up, you know, we'd get into a fist fight. 30 minutes later, we're out there playing again. Now you get into argument fight, you lose your life.
Oakland police say the shooters and the victims got into some sort of conflict near Berkeley High School. The shooters then came to the party armed with a handgun and a rifle and targeted the two brothers.
We have to get guns out of the hands of young people. And that is not just a police issue. That is an issue for families.
As crime continues to escalate, Police Chief LaRon Armstrong says the system is failing the city and Alameda County. He's pleading with the district attorney's office and to judges to have criminals be held accountable for their crimes.
Don't let them back out into our community to continue to drive gun violence. Young people that are taken into custody with firearms, there has to be some level of oversight when they do come back into our community.
And public safety was a hot topic at an Oakland mayoral forum last night. The two front runners in the race also talked about literally cleaning up the streets.
We have to ensure that we are enforcing the laws that keep us safe, that keep our environment clean, and that build a quality of life that we expect and deserve right here in the city.
I do believe that people are coming out from outside of Oakland to dump in Oakland. If we can put up some sting operations, we'll send a strong message saying you can never dump in Oakland.
The winner in November will replace outgoing Mayor Libby Schaaf, who has hit her term limit.
KPX5 has you covered for San Francisco Fleet Week, and today's the events, well, they officially kicked off in the city. That's the 1st Division Marine Corps Band out of Camp Pendleton that you're listening to. Fleet Week celebrating its 41st anniversary across the city. The pandemic canceled the events in 2020, but it's making its triumphant return last year, and everyone involved says to expect even more this week.
I'm here to tell you this year is going to be bigger, better, more epic. We got more ships. We got different kinds of ships coming. Well, we did that so you can see something new.
In addition to all the fun, the event also highlights the partnership between San Francisco and the military. They work year-round conducting emergency response exercises to keep the Bay Area safe. So let's get the First Alert meteorologist Jessica Birch kicking off our Fleet Week with a forecast from the deck of the USS Princeton.
Fleet Week is officially among us. Now, as we take a look at temperatures, it's going to be a beautiful week for us. Starting off with our daytime highs this afternoon, we're sitting right around average in San Francisco. Daytime highs slowly start to warm up a little bit more off in those East Inland Hills. But back here in San Francisco, if you're heading out to Fleet Week either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday for the air show, we're going to see partly cloudy skies, mostly sunny conditions, though, and daytime highs are actually going to be sitting above average in the upper 60s, lower 70s. It's going to be a beautiful opportunity to get out there and get some fresh air, enjoy this amazing event that happens every year here in San Francisco. And as we take a look at our 7-day forecast, if you can't head out for this event, all throughout our microclimates, we're expecting that warming trend. So even for our friends off in the East Inland Hills, we're dealing with mid to upper 80s for now. Slowly 90s return into the forecast, and that'll stick around all throughout the weekend. And by next week, we're right back down to average.
All right, Jessica, thank you. The USS Harper's Ferry and the USS Fitzgerald will be open for tours starting tomorrow. The Harper's Ferry at Pier 35 and the Fitzgerald at Piers 3032. Bay Area military history isn't just on the pier this week. It's 19 floors up. Julia Goodridge takes us to the top of the mark to a window packed with a whole lot of memories.
For Mike Hall of Pacifica, being near the ocean stirs his heart.
When I come to the beach and I smell the salty sea air and I hear the sound of the waves crashing, all those memories, all those experiences come rushing back.
Mike is a veteran of the U.S. Navy, a graduate of Annapolis. He served his country as a naval officer for more than 6 years. He shares an unspoken bond with his fellow vets few outside the military would understand.
Whether they served 100 years ago, or they're going to serve 100 years into the future, there's a legacy of serving in the United States military that binds us all together.
In 2009, while on leave, Mike decided to partake in a special tradition. It started at the Mark Hopkins Hotel during World War II. Mike went to the top of the mark and asked for the squadron bottle. With this tradition, servicemen would buy and leave a bottle in the care of the bartender so the next member from the squadron could enjoy a free drink. If you finished the squadron bottle, you bought a new one to leave behind.
The squadron bottle embodies and represents those bonds, that teamwork, that camaraderie that was forged at sea, as were the case.
But in 2009, Mike discovered no squadron bottles remained, so he bought one and left it, along with a logbook for the troops to sign.
By buying around for people, for service members that you never know, you're acknowledging the sacrifice that they are making, are going to make, have made.
Mike recently returned to visit the hotel. He pushed the T button for top of the mark and then took a short ride up to the 19th floor. As the elevator doors opened and Mike took a step out, Nothing could prepare him for this.
Oh my goodness.
In front of him, a display case crammed with dozens of Squadron bottles. On each one, a note, many handwritten, detailing who bought it and why.
I had no idea. Wow.
From Air Force pilots to infantry battalions, sailors, Marines, and U.S. Rangers, as well as the Coast Guard. Families, friends, even perfect strangers, they all bought bottles. The hotel credits Mike.
And just having Mr. Hall in here and just seeing what he was able to create that we had started in World War II and was kind of lost over time. And it's just really nice to be able to bring it back and now kind of exceed what it once was.
As for Mike's logbook,
how many people have held this and looked through it and, you know, and then added their own stories.
There are now several. Each one fills up fast.
Not just World War II, Korean War, Vietnam, everything up until our generation now.
The books are packed with stories, letters, memorial programs, notes of appreciation, and photographs of those who came home, as well as those who died serving the nation. Mike read an entry.
My father shared a drink at the top of the mark when he returned from the Pacific during World War II. For decades, he'd return and share a drink with his children and friends. This evening, it'd be an honor to share a drink with you. He'd want you to know, thank you. Thank you for who you are and what you're about. Cheers, the old Sarge, Sergeant Pat Neff Walker, via his son, Shane Walker.
And by way of the squadron bottle and the logbooks for years to come, generations will be able to read and reflect on what it means to serve a bigger purpose and to help ensure those memories are never forgotten.
And those little mementos left in those books and the bottles left there for people to have a drink with represent, as we say, the links in the chain.
And that was Juliet Gooders reporting there. Anyone can buy a bottle at the top of the mark and leave it for the squadron bottle collection. And remember that our special coverage continues throughout the week on air, online. We've also posted a link to the Fleet Week event schedule on KPIX.com.